ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The health care bill is now law, but the repercussions continue. And many in Congress say they're not talking about the political repercussions. To explain more, here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
The crowds that greeted Democrats were, in House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer's words, ugly.
Democracy cannot survive unless we have a civil society in which debate is open and free and unfettered by threats.
Hoyer says more than 10 members of Congress claim they've been threatened. The Capitol Police and FBI are now investigating the incidents, which include broken office windows and the severing of a gas line to a congressman's brother's grill. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Someone broke the window at New York Congresswoman Louise Slaughter's office over the weekend. She blames a blogger for inciting it.
I think it's a dreadful thing that we're going through. The blog that we read was really quite devastating. You shape up or we're going to have a civil war.
Speaking of the health care reform bill, there appears to be a problem with one of its most highly touted aspects. Here's ABC's Ann Compton at the White House.
There is a glitch which the Secretary of HHS is going to try to fix with federal regulations. Despite the president's claims that kids will be covered for pre-existing medical conditions, the new law actually does not require insurance companies to accept children if they have a previous illness.
A Delaware pediatrician accused of molesting more than 100 of his patients has pleaded not guilty to more than 470 criminal charges. The accusations date back to December of 1988. Dr. Earl Bradley is also accused of videotaping the attacks. As the federal homebuyer's tax credit is poised to run out, the state of California is considering offering its own tax incentives to buyers who purchase homes in that state. New home sales dropped again in February. Dow down 50 points this hour. NASDAQ down 16. You're listening to ABC News.
A better way. You'll find it at your Bay Area Midas. It's the way we listen and do more than you expect. Come to Midas for an oil change and we'll rotate your tires and visually check your brakes. All for just $19.99. It's how we keep your car maintenance simple and keep you as a customer. People and prices you can count on. That's the Midas touch.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and synthetics extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Staying well has just become a little easier with the new Walgreens.com. Just click to visit the new health shops at Walgreens.com. Discover information, advice, and the best solutions for allergies, blood pressure, weight loss, diabetes, and much more. All in one place. The new health shops, where your daily life and better health just click. So visit now, Walgreens.com. There's a way to stay well.
A Senate panel today heard reports about the rising number of suicides in the military.
Senator Jim Webb, a former combat Marine, remembers heroin or smack as the problem in Vietnam. Webb says he's stunned to find out that soaring numbers of today's soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan are on prescription drugs for emotional problems.
We've seen recent reports of increased prescription drug use that are deeply troubling.
New figures show a 15% increase in suicides among Army troops in 2009. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
He's facing involuntary manslaughter charges, but Michael Jackson's former doctor is still practicing medicine, and California's attorney general wants that to stop.
California Attorney General Jerry Brown is asking the L.A. County Superior Court to prevent Dr. Conrad Murray from practicing medicine in this state until the criminal case against him is over. Dr. Murray continues practicing in Nevada and Texas right now. He's also licensed to offer his services here in California, despite his involvement in the death of Michael Jackson.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. Could it be a new member of the human family tree? Scientists have decoded DNA from a human ancestor that lived in Siberia 30,000 to 50,000 years ago. It does not match DNA from our species or from Neanderthals. Instead, this species started to evolve away from both about a billion years ago. This is ABC News.
This spring, I will not start a project that I finish next spring.
I will simply fertilize the lawn.
I will not build my kids a swing set that's bigger than an amusement park.
Or buy paint from a store bigger than an amusement park.
I will go to Ace.
And I will get it done faster.
Then I will break the world free throw record. This time.
The folks at Ace are experts in every department in the store. And that means you can get in, get help, and get on with your life. At Ace, the helpful place.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. Electricity bills for some in the Central Valley could fall under a new PG&E proposal that would raise rates, though, for others. The utility wants to cut prices for homeowners who use the most electricity, like Central Valley neighbors exposed to regular heat waves. PG&E presented the plan to state energy regulators today. Officers in Salinas are questioning several teens after a stray bullet killed a six-year-old boy. That boy was playing in his backyard at the time. Police believe the shooting was gang-related, and they believe the teens they're questioning were the intended targets. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Milpitas, northbound 880 at the Montague Expressway, it's a multi-car accident clear to the shoulder. Left lane is some debris, so it's backed up to 101. Proud to stand behind what they build, Chevy backs its new model with a 5-year, 100,000-mile transferable powertrain limited warranty. Whichever comes first, see dealer for details. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Partly sunny later this afternoon, and Lloyd Lindsay-Young says it'll be a bit cooler. Periods of light rain in most areas tonight, a few early morning showers tomorrow. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny by the afternoon. It's 65 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, so back in fourth grade, I remember a kid in my class. I even remember his name. I won't say it. Redheaded kid. Nice boy. But he had this huge chest. He had asthma. And, you know, now I've been to medical school, I look back and realize he had emphysema, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, as a child. One of the ways you can tell this is the distance from the front to the back of someone's chest, we call that AP diameter, gets larger. All the bubbles in the lung expand the lung. The young man in question was a Christian scientist. His parents were Christian scientists. The term always confused me, by the way. I didn't quite understand what a scientist's religion, how it mattered or not. But of course, as you know, 131 years ago, the Christian Scientist Church was founded. They have been taught since the beginning, you avoid doctors are at all costs. It's a very deeply rooted conviction in the church. And dozens of members of the church have endured criminal prosecution rather than surrender a child or an ailing person to medical science. Well, of course, with terribly dwindling membership and blows to the church's reputation, of course, caused by its intransigence concerning medical treatment. You know, it's the thing about religion and politicians that always bugs me, you know, is this somehow this antipathy towards changing your mind. I call it personal growth. I love science because we can change our minds. I love the law because we can change our minds about laws when new evidence arises. This idea that a politician is to be condemned because they change their mind, that's a person I want to vote for. That's a person with guts. You know, that's a person who is acting in the best interests of their constituency as opposed to just adhering blindly to some dogma. Well, Christian Science leaders have recently found an interesting new tolerance for medical care. They're saying now they have been encouraging members to see a physician if they feel it's necessary. You're going to burn in hell, but nevertheless, it's okay if you'll stick to the church. They have begun a public campaign to redefine their methods as a form of care that the broader public should consider as a supplement rather than a substitute for conventional treatment. Right? Kind of like, I give the example here, homeopathic treatment. See, that's, I don't think the writer picked a good example. Anyway, they've been lobbying to convince lawmakers that their approach is an alternative way of tending to the sick and that its cost should be covered by insurance companies and included in healthcare legislation. And by the way, lobbyists, this tells you something about lobbying, they succeeded. And we talked about this about 2 months ago in getting provisions that encourage private insurance coverage of Christian Science care into both Massachusetts legislation and, of course, the current version of health care. Now, both measures, Massachusetts and the current health care reform, were removed in negotiations. Church officials say they intend to keep trying at the state and federal level. That's got to be an uphill battle. Now, there's a fellow here talking. He's a national spokesman for Christian Science, and he's been tending to sick for decades, he says, and they train and register practitioners, and his credentials as a practitioner consist of a, says here, friendly Midwestern manner and a certainty a certainty that sickness is a manifestation of a conflict between correct and incorrect thinking. He does not believe in germs. He does not believe in the existence of illness, which they consider a dreamlike state. Now, what do you think? The fact that their members have gone from a peak, of a quarter million people around the turn of the century, down to 100,000, so they've lost half their members, and I don't know how to deal with something like this. Religion is your right, and the problem is that if you do this to a child, you can get in trouble. You have a right to do what you want to your own body. And the thing that's unique is the openness about it. The church officials recently permitted two people and two patients to talk about Christian Science treatments with a New York Times reporter, which is rare. They never do that. They would not discuss the care of children. They would not let a reporter witness a treatment session. And neither practitioner was willing to discuss the new flexibility that I just talked about. One of the practitioners said he just said he saw a patient who came to him with a lump under his arm, and that patient was experiencing a manifestation of fear, not a lump. Sorry for laughing, but this is 2010, you know, and it is remarkable how there are people who still want to live in the Middle Ages, and that's fine. It's your right, and that's a precious right indeed, and I will help you defend your right to that. Until you start trying to treat people, then you're crossing over my line. All right, here's finally someone talking about this. Senate panel going to hear complaints from nursing home operators, from doctors, nurses, and pharmacists about the DEA, the bad boys. Now, they got to keep themselves employed. There's all kinds of wars going on here, all of which they're losing. So what have they tried to do? Well, crack down on elderly people in nursing homes using pain medications. The DEA says they're merely enforcing a law that requires pharmacies to wait for prescriptions that are signed by physicians before dispensing painkillers. Right? Now, the nursing home says the new enforcement rules upend many years of practice. And this is the way it was when I practiced, where the government informally will allow a nurse to speed the process by taking a doctor's order orally or from medical charts, or passing them along to pharmacies, similar to the procedure that's used in hospitals. Now the nation's nursing homes report delays of care where people are sitting in agonizing pain for a day to 2 days while they try to make all this fit. Quote, the delays leave vulnerable, frail patients to struggle through unimaginable pain for hours and even days while physicians, nurses, and pharmacists struggle to collect the required DEA paperwork. Right? You might not think this is important, but if it's you that's sitting there suffering or someone you know, believe me, you'll take a different look at this. Survey shows that pain management is an issue for 40 to 85% of the nearly 2 million Americans who live in nursing homes. DEA officials, of course, decline interview requests, saying it'd be inappropriate to talk about this before a hearing. And that zealousness, I told you once, I'll just give another quick example. I remember getting a letter from officials, you know, it was a warning letter sent to every doctor in the state of California. And it was a warning letter saying, you don't want us knocking on your door. You better be careful how you prescribe pain pills to people, because we'll come and knocking on your door and we'll bust you. What's going to happen in that situation? What would you do in a doctor's situation? You're not going to write as many pain prescriptions. You'll leave people go in pain. You don't need a man knocking on your door, right? All right, shifting subjects, here's an article in the New York Times about what it's like for high school students in India, and it's intense, as you can imagine, the competition. It's more cutthroat than here. You either get the grades and the test scores, or you're not going to college. They profile one young kid here, taking her fifth and final high school board exam. She's nervous, if not inexperienced, having taken 11 board exams, pre-board exams, and pre-pre-board exams since January, with more tests to come. When she enters college, she will have taken 22 board or college entrance examinations. Daily tutorials, studies constantly, her schedule's ridiculous. And it talks about, you know, a middle-class average apartment complex here in India where testing is an obsession for families of high school students. Parents gossip about scores, anguish about them, and pray over them. And it goes on and on and on to talk what it takes. And then the next article in my pile is, here's a high school in America decided that, you know, the kids aren't showing up. their absenteeism rate is a little too high, and the kids aren't paying attention in the classroom, so what do? Require Snowflake to show up at school 10 o'clock. 8 o'clock's too early for her. 9 o'clock's too early. And you know something? Truly, general absence has dropped by 8%. And they think it's this is that they have happier teenagers in class. That's fine that they're happy. But how are you going to compete with an hour or less of school a day against a country like India, where these kids are spending 20 hours a day studying? What's in our future when I have to get up in the morning and go to work? Why can't a young person do it? Come on. This is interesting. We've talked about this before. There is a stigma. I see it. I you know, in some cultures, it's extraordinarily strong. Like, for instance, let's take Indian culture. You're a young woman and you're 25 and not married. That's it. You're a spinster. Well, let's talk about the spinster stigma here. 40% of adults in the U.S. were single in 2009, according to the Census Bureau. That's the most ever. They interviewed some middle-class, never-married women over 30 and found these women perceive themselves as caught in a double bind. Their single status makes them both highly visible and invisible. And it talks about the pressure to conform to the conventional life pathway. Talking about the heightened visibility coming from feelings of exposure and invisibility from assumptions. They feel more visible in situations like the bouquet toss at the wedding. Oh, is that embarrassing or what? I was sitting at a table with a single woman, you know, and all of a sudden the bouquet toss comes up and everybody looks at us. Oh, you got to get up. You got to get up. And of course, the bride throws the thing right at her. So she has to catch it. How embarrassing. I was a woman. I would, in that situation, I'd never go to a wedding. How they feel invisible in society with others assuming they were married and had children, ignoring the reality of single women. They felt people expected them to justify or explain their singlehood. You know, talk to a woman coming out of a bad marriage. Ask her to explain singlehood. Rude remarks, siblings, the jokes, it goes on and on. And the stigma is worse for women in their mid-20s through mid 30s, while women older than 35 tend to be more content with being single and don't express as much dissatisfaction as do younger women. So there you are. Okay, we talked the other day about the danger of we talked about the fact that, you know, you can buy a million different sizes of shoes and dresses, everything else, but when it comes to condoms, maybe two sizes, you know. Teeny and huge, and how many mistakes and pregnancies and STDs are happening because of this ill fit where things fall off, they slip off, they tear, etc. And I got an email from a fellow here who says, you know something? Here's a place. This is a well-known outfit, Condomania. They let you download a kit or a pattern so you can measure and determine what you should buy. And he says there's at least 10 different sizes. And he gives me a link to condomania.com. And it goes on and on and on and talks about all this because, you know, most men don't know if they're average, medium, or large. Of course, most men have watched porno these days, so they're all insecure about it. And along comes a press release today from Condomania. And they just unlocked their secret database. It's actually preposterous, but I can't ignore it because you're going to be seeing it about men's length and cities. Now, they ranked the 50 states and largest cities by average male size. And after 20 years in business, they say we know more than anyone else about the nation's organs, according to a press release. New Orleans, by the way, was number one, insert your own joke, followed by D.C., San Diego, New York, and Phoenix. Baltimore didn't make the list. Somewhat randomly, New Hampshire tops the list of states with the largest average size, followed by Oregon, New York, Indiana, Arizona. Other findings, smallest are less than 3 inches in length, the largest longer than 10. I'm going to make comments in a second. 25% of the male population is under 5, 50% between 5 and 6, 25% longer. And how did this happen? Well, they launched this line of tailored fit. And when they sent out that thing to men, men sent back, you know, their sizes. And that's right away you have a problem there. You know something? It's one of the hardest things in the world to measure. The official way urologists would do it is with arousal. Well, you got to do that in front of your urologist. So the data is right away is not going to be accurate. And the way the data has been accumulated is at a time when urologists are doing surgery on for certain things that problems men have, and they would induce arousal with a drug, an injection. Then they would measure. So it's with a ruler on the top, pressing gently against the pubic bone fat. You see, a lot of men measure in the downside where you pick up 3 or 4 inches, right? So don't get too excited, those of you who, those of you in New Orleans, all right? And don't get too upset, those of you in Baltimore. Wow, we didn't get anywhere. I have a whole bunch of other things. All right, I do want to talk to you, though. I'm going to ask you a simple question. Give me an idea what your favorite food is. And then I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. How much money would you take to never be able to eat that food again? How much money cash right now in a barrelhead? You'll be amazed at Americans' response to this survey. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK, or 8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Having gout is like living on a volcano ready to erupt into a hot, fiery flare. You try to control it with medicine and diet, but while you may have fewer flares, gout still sends painful reminders of who's in charge. Put flares in their place. Go to gout.com for information and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Maybe that painful mountain could become a molehill. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Do you know if you qualify for the credit card bailout program? If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know about the new Credit Card Reform Act. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all, and that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in the government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494. Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If you search the world's diamond markets, you'd never find a diamond quite like a Shreve & Company signature diamond. Not in Antwerp, New York, anywhere. Signature diamonds are so extraordinary because we craft them to extremely close tolerances that return phenomenal brilliance to your eye. They're rated excellent for proportion, polish, and symmetry. They're recognized as one of the world's finest diamonds and one of your best diamond values. Since 1852, they're the only diamond to ever bear the name Shreve & Company. We think you'll agree it was worth the wait. You know our reputation for offering San Francisco's most beautiful diamond jewelry. Let us show you a signature diamond this week. Whichever size you choose, the name on it says it all. Shreve & Company Jewelers, a San Francisco original. Post and Grant just off Union Square and in the Stanford Shopping Center, Palo Alto.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dean Adel. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean here. One caller said he's really torn to the question I asked between bacon and chocolate when I pay off pay off the tease, we'll talk about chocolate-covered bacon. You're going to love this. All right, let's talk to Rick. Rich, is it in Monterey? How you doing, Rich?
Good, Dr. Duck. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine, but not a great connection, so go ahead.
Well, I was listening and heard your comment about sleep and young teenagers.
No good. Heather, I tell you, tell him to move around the corner and get a better connection. Rich, I want to talk to you, but we can't hear you, so you need to get a better connection for us. Let's talk to J.C. in Reno. How you doing, J.C.?
Well, Dr. Dean, I love you. First of all, I want to tell you that. Secondly, I want to say I'm really upset about this prostate thing. I had my prostate removed 8 years ago based on the information. They said, okay, if only one-third of the people in the United States, males, have prostate problems, everybody else is fine. No, I had my prostate removed. I had a Gleason of a 6. I had a 4.3. And now I find out I shouldn't have had it removed.
Well, it's hard. Wait, hang on. That's hard to say at this particular point. In other words, first of all, how old were you when you had the operation?
54.
A Gleason of 6 is a high Gleason score. For a Gleason is about the only way we have right now to measure how aggressive could this tumor be. What we would love to know is which men who have prostate cancer can we just leave alone? Because it'll never kill them. It's not going to grow fast enough or spread through their bodies. Sometimes it does, and that's where we're really caught here. Definitely, if you told me you were 65 or 70, doctors would probably leave it. But at your age, I don't know that that was a bad thing. I can't say that, so I wouldn't express regret yet. And you should be upset because research dollars for prostate cancer are nothing next to the research dollars available for women's cancers. Women just do a better job raising awareness. We guys are not used to talking about our intimate parts, and there's a lot of complexities here to why we don't have answers for this. And you're probably responding last week. The guy who invented the PSA test said it's absolutely a disaster. He never meant it to become what it has become, which is a standard test upon which we base a lot of aggressive medical treatment. So with a high Gleason score at that age, you know, you may have done the right thing. Because most of the consensus today is on older men. We don't think you should even bother getting the PSA test, because on average, if we take 100 men who don't get a PSA test and 100 men, let's say 100 men who wind up with prostate cancer, most of them will do as well as those who didn't get prostate cancer. Now, some won't. I have known more than one person in my lifetime, young men, who've died of prostate cancer. The problem is we can't tell who they are with the current testing. And I would just say, let's just keep pushing to get this settled. I mean, this, as I've told you, this may be the most common cancer in humans. Just about every man who gets into his 80s has it. I mean, that's 100%. Can you think of any cancer that gets up close to 100%? I can't. So we are terribly, terribly ignorant about what the best way to proceed is. And I sure hope you didn't pay the price with any serious side effects from this operation. So, can I tell you? All right, Rich, we got a better connection?
I can hear you. I hope you can hear me.
Oh, that's perfect. That's a lot better. Go right ahead.
Great. Well, hi, Dr. Adele. First time talking to you, although I've listened to you for years.
Thank you.
Yeah, non-practicing MD. And I happen to have a son who was recently at the Stanford Sleep Clinic, and so I did a little bit of reading on sleep disorders in kids. And it was interesting that I learned that children require 9 hours of sleep, most of them do. And as they get to their teenage years, they have a normal delay in their time for falling asleep up into the 10, 30, 11 time period. If you add 9 hours to that, there's really no way they can get up and go to school in the morning and get the amount of sleep that they need. Yet science, medical science tells us they need a full 9 hours and won't fall asleep till 11. So I just thought that might be an interesting side aspect to consider concerning the comments you made earlier about kids and getting up early and going to school.
Yes, Rich, I am cognizant of all those studies and all of that. And I'll tell you what, because it's so important, let's wait till after the commercials and I'll answer your question on the air and embellish it more, because it is important and a lot of things you said are true. All right, I want to talk to you about what is your favorite food and how much money would you take from me cash on the barrelhead to never see it again. I'm Dr. Dean Adele, 1-800-548-TALK.
Here's the update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. About to be certified for the November ballot, a measure that would legalize marijuana for adult recreational use in California. An Alameda County Superior Court judge has ordered an immediate end to furloughs for thousands of state workers. These are the workers at DMV and other agencies not funded by the state's general fund. PG&E is proposing a new rate structure that would raise rates for people in the Bay Area, lower them for people in the Central Valley. And the FBI is investigating the break in a propane line to the home of a Virginia congressman's brother. The man's address was posted on the Tea Party website. This is KGO.
The Mega Millions jackpot is always big. So we're asking Californians to imagine what they'd do if they won.
If I won millions of dollars,
quiet on the set,
I'd help my brother live his dream and bring his screenplay to life.
408, take two. Action!
Then we just have to figure out what to wear when we walk the red carpet.
Play today. Drawings are every Tuesday and Friday. Mega Millions from the California Lottery. Imagine what a book could do. Tell us what you do at ifiwonmillions.com. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. The Mega Millions jackpot is always big. So we're asking Californians to imagine what they'd do if they won.
Now, if I won millions of dollars, I'd hire myself some famous chefs, like ones on TV. And one day a year, they'd prepare and serve their very best food in soup kitchens all across the state. Bon appetit.
Play today. Drawings are every Tuesday and Friday. Mega Millions from the California Lottery. Imagine what a book could do. Tell us what you do at ifiwonmillions.com. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
At Safeway, you can count on low prices every time you shop and for everything on your list. That's the promise we've made, and we're keeping it. You'll find everyday low prices all over the store. Plus, you'll get fantastic club card specials, thousands of them every single week. This week with your club card, Foster Farms whole chickens are just 69 cents a pound. Limit three. 5-pound boxes of California-grown clementine mandarins are only $3.97 each. Stock up your refrigerator. Buy two selected 12-packs of Pepsi or 7-Up cans and get three of equal or lesser value free, plus CRV in California. And get 30% off all wines priced $20 or more. Plus, save an additional 10% when you buy six bottles or more. See store for details. From club card specials to our everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Men, are you wanting to get back to the man you used to be? Stop allowing erectile dysfunction to hold influence over the greatest years of your life and give Advanced Male Medical Center a call. Advanced Male Medical exclusively specializes in and is dedicated to removing the difficulties that keep men from experiencing the best sex they can have. Advanced Male Medical Center is about treating men who are looking for personal help when other medications such as Viagra or Cialis have failed in helping them achieve their sexual goals. Advanced Male Medical Centers have been treating men with ED for over 10 years. Their non-surgical procedures are proven to help regardless of what medications or health problems you may have. Call Advanced Male Medical at 415-877-1790 and see why they have over 10,000 satisfied patients throughout the country. Advanced Male Medical Center will solve your problem on the first visit guaranteed, or it's free. Call 415-877-1790. That's 415-877-1790 or visit online at advancedmalemedical.com. Advanced Male Medical Center, where they help you achieve advanced performance.
World-class heart surgeons make Sequoia Hospital's Heart and Vascular Institute the best in California. Our surgeons have the best heart valve replacement survival rate in the nation, and most procedures are minimally invasive. And our heart valve volume ranks in the top 5% nationally. We're easy to reach in the San Francisco Peninsula. So please, learn more at sequoiahearts.com. That's sequoiahearts.com.
In good times and in bad, you can count on New York Life to help keep your family safe and secure. To learn more, visit NewYorkLife.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. We'll get to the sleep question in a second, but I want to deal with this. I mean, this looks, a lot of media outlets, I think, will just, you know, chuck this one and 86 it because they don't think it's important. I hope it gets a lot of play because it really says something. It really says something. It's coming from the American Heart Association. And it concerns, I want you to tell me your favorite food, and then I'm going to offer you an amount of money. Like, suppose your favorite food's pizza. Would you take $100,000 right now in cash? You'll never eat pizza again. Give it up. What do you think? You're going to be amazed. Going to be amazed by this. Let me get right to the bottom line. First of all, most American adults would not accept any payment. 40% wouldn't take any amount of money, large or small. One-third of you said it would take $1 million to give up their favorite. I don't know why. I'd have no problem taking $1 million, giving up my favorites. I just like so many different things. Tells you how intense our attachment is to foods that we like. Only 21% that said they would do it for $100,000. 10% of you would take $100. Let's talk about what your favorite food is. Two-thirds of you, a main meal, like meat or comfort foods, your most favorite. Men more likely than women to name main meal. A quarter of women, it's sweet. Favorite comfort foods, pizza 13.1%, steak 7.1%, pasta 6.8%. Put that together and you got roughly 20% of people. It's Italian food. Favorite sweets, ice cream, chocolate, and cake. And your excuses, well, you don't have time, or the unappealing taste of healthy food, which is nonsense, and stress. And a lot of you are trying. You are trying. And they're offering little, what they're doing, which I think is useful, is little hints of how to make your favorite food. And a lot of you, by the way, three quarters of you are already altering your favorite foods to make them a little healthier, like substituting an ingredient or something, like here, for instance, adding shredded carrots to a meatloaf or using zucchini strips instead of lasagna noodles. There's nothing wrong with lasagna noodles. Come on. You can tell what among my favorite foods are. $1 million. Which brings me right back to where we've been for 30 years. If you're going to really make any dent in losing weight, then I just think you got to let people eat what they like and just teach them how to eat less. I know you can't write a diet book on it, but boy, you know, $1 million isn't going to part you from your favorite food. Then advice from a doctor, that's not going to part you either. All right, let's talk about this discrepancy between some high schools in America delaying the start of class to 10 o'clock in the morning because teens have trouble making it early in the morning. And the caller who described what indeed has been suggested by some research that teens have, you know, weird body clocks. And yet the studies that I see in this, they're not clean. They're not clean. And what I mean by that is, as I've observed teens, and I've got plenty of them, their sleep habits are horrible. They want to stay up as late as possible. Think of all the things they're doing. You know, the computers are tweeting, the games, the whole deal. And when it comes to the weekends, they do stay up later. And then it comes rolling around to Monday, and they got to readjust their clocks. And, you know, there just seem to be a lot of studies talking about, you know, I saw the other day how teens have big holes in their brain, talking about all the things they can't do well. You can call it a hole in their brain, but they're maturing. They're not completely mature adults. So, you know, you don't have to give it names like that. But the point is, I don't know whether this is true or not. And I don't know whether, I mean, I don't like getting up in the morning any more than anyone else does. No, really, I love staying in bed, sipping coffee, looking out the window. I could do that for a lot longer than I get the time for it. And I don't know that we're helping kids by feeding them this information at this particular point in time. I guess that's my criteria there. I don't want to give them, I don't want to come up with more excuses to lower the bar in American teenagers. Other children elsewhere in the world, that's not happening. So why are our kids such a disaster? So we look at the disaster in their learning, their attendance, their performance, and then we go looking for the excuses other than what's really going on, which is more complex, having to do with their education and their home life and, you know, society in general. So I'd be willing to accept it as more studies come in. And even so, I don't know what you can do about it. The world is the world, and there are just certain things that you've got to fight your feelings, your instincts, and do workarounds. And getting to bed earlier is one of those things. And yeah, they say, well, they don't like to go to bed, you know, early. Well, no, because they haven't been given a clean-out period. You can't test a kid who's used to going to bed, you know, at 11:30 and then test that kid going to bed at 10. They're not going to be able to do it until their clocks have a period of adjustment, you see, because of their lifestyle. All right, enough on that. Let's talk to Ellen. How you doing, Ellen?
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, I've been having Botox and filler treatments and about every 3 months. And I was wondering, what happens to the filler? Where does it go in your body when it starts to disappear and then you have to go back and have a new treatment done.
Yes. Well, what happens with some of these fillers is they actually become a part of your body, but not at the same volume as the original shot, in that the body slowly goes in and replaces, depends on the type of filler, by the way, and replaces the molecules that were injected with your body's own similar molecules, and they are similar. So if I give you something, let's say, like collagen, your body makes collagen. It actually replaces a collagen that's there with collagen made by your body, but it slowly starts to go away because your body has its own programming. It knows what the shape of your face, what it wants to be. Some fillers, like doctors still inject, you know, medical-grade silicone, very rare, but obviously that stays put. And that doesn't go anywhere, you hope. Whereas they're all the range in between. These things either get removed by the body and not replaced, or removed and replaced a little bit, but eventually it shrinks. And Botox itself, of course, as a drug that paralyzes nerves, that just gets used up, so to speak. All right. Let's talk to Michael. How you doing, Michael?
Yes, hi, Dr. Dell. I want to ask, 25 years ago, I was in a bad car accident, and I eventually woke up after 3 days, I think. But I'm curious, what is it that doctors do when a person's lying there in the hospital? He's all wired up with this machinery, and his heart's beating, and everything's working okay. It's just that he's unconscious. What do they do to bring him back, or does he just come back on his own? Because I don't know how I came back after.
Yes. Well, what you do is you monitor the patient. There isn't really anything that we do specifically to make you come back faster than take care of what the problem is. So if you're in an accident and you got bleeding in your brain and under your skull, we make a hole in your skull, drain the blood and the pressure. If there's other kind of fluid compressing the brain, we do that. Other than that, there isn't much other than monitoring the patient and making sure that you're covering their vital signs, that their breathing is fine, their heart is beating okay, and then you let the brain heal itself. There are exceptions to everything. After trauma, there are medications we're giving, trying to reduce inflammation and trying to reduce the damage of the initial trauma, but that really isn't what you're asking me in terms of what do we do to make people wake up. So it's really about supporting the patient. And while there are exceptions to what I just said, in general, that's what it is. You make sure that they get adequate oxygenation via their breathing and their heart, and you do anything that you can do to minimize the damage, an example I just gave, and then you cross your fingers, basically. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
With all the rewards of running a small business, there's also plenty of risk that goes with managing employees and complex programs. And for my company, I wouldn't want to risk it without Administaff. I'm Phil Panzarella, Administaff client, president and CEO of CPS Professional Services in Virginia. When a complicated workplace issue took us off guard, we could have easily landed in hot water. But thanks to Administaff, I had the resources and guidance to do right by my workforce and safeguard my business, so we could stay on track to double our revenues in 2009, just like we plan to do again this year. CPS provides quality solutions to optimize performance for government agencies and the private sector. So I know firsthand the added value that a full-service team like Administaff brings to the equation. It will truly transform your business.
CPS Professional Services is just one of many recent Administaff success stories. Let's get started on yours. Call us at 877-273-6007 or download the top 10 HR strategies to lead the recovery at Administaff.com.
Do you have a bed you never use, taking up space in a guest room? Do your guests have to sleep on an uncomfortable sofa bed or air mattress? There's a better option, a versatile wall bed from Valet Custom Cabinets and Closets. Your guests will enjoy all the comfort of a normal bed without taking up space year-round. Valet Custom Cabinets and Closets offers the Bay Area's largest selection of sizes, styles, and features. Choose from vertical and horizontal opening beds, wall beds with tables, and even beds that open by themselves. They're perfect.
perfect for home offices and spare rooms. And Valet's designers can help you create the ideal custom solution. Cheryl A. of San Jose said,
"We love our new bed. All who've seen it have been wowed."
So before the in-laws visit or the kids come home from college, call Valet Custom Cabinets and Closets at 866-5-CUSTOM through April 30th, combined with other cabinetry, and save 20% on the additional work. Call 866-5-CUSTOM to get started or go to valetcustom.com. That's VALET custom.com.
When shopping in a lot of different stores recently, we've noticed something missing. People. This is Dan Bain of Trader Joe's. We're not talking about customers. We're talking about the people who used to be there to help you find what you need, and the people who used to be there to help you out at the cash register when you were done. These days, it seems like a lot of retailers want you to do all this work yourself, not Trader Joe's. At Trader Joe's, we have great products and excellent everyday values, and we also have terrific people. People who are excited to help you find what you're looking for and introduce you to new products you might never have discovered otherwise. When you get to the checkout, we think we should do the work of ringing up your order, not you. Our crew members do it quickly, with a smile and even a bit of conversation. And remember, we love Trader Joe's products as much as you do, so don't be surprised if our crew member offers a wonderful serving suggestion to go along with that can of corn you're buying. So stop by and say hello to some of your neighbors at your local Trader Joe's. Thanks for listening.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. All right, let's start with Marin. How are you, Marin?
Thanks. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm calling with a question about a skin condition I was diagnosed with. I was diagnosed with psoriasis, and I was told by my dermatologist that it's due to the strep bacteria that I carry in my throat. I've tested positive for 3 positive strep cultures, and I've tried antibiotics, and I've tried ointments and creams, and the condition is getting worse. And I was diagnosed with guttate psoriasis.
Okay.
And I don't know if you have heard of that connection. Everyone, my general practitioner, thought that I was crazy. And then they actually researched it and came back to me and said that there is some link between the two. But I don't know why all the treatments aren't working, and I don't know if there's something I can be doing differently or if I'm aggravating it by something in my diet, or I'm at a loss, and it keeps getting worse. So.
Yes. Well, let's rather than get into a protracted conversation on the whole subject of psoriasis and how to treat it, stay after it. It can come, it can go. Psoriasis is it's a tricky illness. We're not quite sure. I mean, the research tells us everything, it seems, from stress and anxiety can make it worse to possible autoimmune situations. We think with psoriasis that your skin is growing so fast it replaces itself in a week as opposed to every 28 days, which is considered normally. Every month we've replaced our skin. Guttate psoriasis that you have, which is a small little lesions, is different. I have not, and I'm going to go look it up right after the program. So you've kind of taken me by surprise, Marin, that I've not heard that strep is thought to be the cause of it. It's reasonable in that we do have a lot of situations where your body makes antibodies against a germ, and those antibodies go on to also attack other organs, and strep is classic for that. Rheumatic heart disease is due to strep. You get a strep infection, you make antibodies against the strep to fight it off, and those antibodies attack your heart valves. Scarlet fever is a strep disease. That causes a skin manifestation. So, indeed, if that's the case, would eliminating strep from your throat really help? And indeed, that's why you took the antibiotics, and it doesn't seem to be helping it, which means maybe these antibodies and the amount of them is permanent. And that will slowly taper off with time. And I'm avoiding the specific treatments for psoriasis. It's complex. But if you stay on it and really push your dermatologist, you'll make progress. It can be very stubborn in the beginning. And you'll learn the things that exacerbate it. And also, I'm going to look up this attachment to strep and how real that is. All right. Let's talk to Andrew. How you doing, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. How are you, Dr. Dean?
Okay.
So, I don't know, about a year and a half ago, I weighed in at about 205, and I made this conscious decision to quit eating till it hurt. And I lost weight, you know. And I'm about 175 now. I started watching what I eat and everything, and I kind of tapered off. Then I had an accident a couple months back and made me really inactive, but I continued to lose the weight. So I went to the doctor, and they drew blood and tested my liver and tested my thyroid, and they said everything looks good. So I was just wondering if there's anything else that I could be symptomatic of, or if I'm just being paranoid.
Yeah. How old are you, Andrew?
37.
Yeah. In general, of course, unintended weight loss is a very important symptom. You have to find out why it's happening. In your case, I'm going to take in the information that they gave you a little once over and figured everything is okay, and that you had purposely tried to lose weight at one point, and you are continuing the same dietary changes all through this, which is the most important thing that has to do with weight loss. When you mention not being as active during that period, you open up this Pandora's box that people get confused and think I'm anti-exercise, which I'm not. It's just that your daily activities are not as important in weight loss as much as how much you do eat. So the fact is that you've cut down the amount that you're eating means your body's going to keep losing weight until it hits, you know, ground zero. It's going to level off at some particular point, which is probably where your body wants to be. And at your height and former weight, I'm guessing you're getting there really soon. So I wouldn't be too paranoid. The one thing I'll tell you we do worry about with unintended weight loss, you know, is cancer. And if you're losing that amount of weight because of cancer, then the cancer would show up on at least some of the tests that the doctor did. And you're also very young for that. So I would settle in a little bit and let's see what your weight does in the next month or two. And if it continues to plummet and you start going down even more, then you might want to go back to the doctor and push him a little. Maybe something got missed, but it seems coincidental, doesn't it? That when you really made an important decision, by the way, I've been that place in my life, you know, you eat until it hurts. That's when you're full. You know, that's it. When you get pain in your stomach, then you know to push the plate away. And we've got to learn as Americans to back off of that. You did, which is a very, very smart move. And just look what happened without doing much at all in terms of weight loss. So really, your story is encouraging news, I think, for most people listening to the program. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dina Dell here.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click on the radio graphic and enter the promo code KGO to get your free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code KGO. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. Free headset. That's available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click on the radio graphic and enter the promo code KGO.
At some point in her life, 1 in 8 American women will develop breast cancer. 1 in 8. But since nobody knows when, the best protection is early detection. That's why many consider El Camino Hospital to be their breast defense against cancer. We're the South Bay's most comprehensive breast health center, and we're way ahead of the curve. With sophisticated diagnostic tests, including digital mammography, breast ultrasound and MRI, and genetic testing for hereditary risk factors. If we find something suspicious, we offer minimally invasive biopsies. If treatment is necessary, our Cancer Center team is a fighting force, standing by you with powerful leading-edge options in medicine, radiation, and surgery, all performed by experts who are fellowship and subspecialty trained. For care that's truly best in breast, turn to El Camino Hospital. For details, visit www.elcaminohospital.org/breasthealth. That's elcaminohospital.org/breasthealth.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, Chairman of Fremont Bank.
And I'm Sandy Fava, Vice President. Together, we would like to thank the Bay Area homeowners who refinanced their mortgages through Fremont Bank.
Refinancing can often mean lower payments and more money in your pocket.
Last year, we helped over 14,000 homeowners refinance their mortgages, and we plan to help even more this year. Don't wait to refinance your mortgage and miss this low fixed rate. Right now, we're offering a fixed rate mortgage as low as 4.375% APR with no closing cost or points.
To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give us a call. Fremont Bank offers true, no closing cost loans.
To apply for a fixed rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 4.375% APR, call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 2/25/2010. Subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to Bob. What's on your mind, Bob?
Dr. Edel, thank you. This article in the Sunday paper talks about a new oxygen-boosting pill to the brain that can help sharpen your focus, clear away brain fog, and erase 15 years of lost memory power. And to us old geezers, that sounds kind of good. Have you ever heard of Procera AVH or Ceraplex?
Yeah, I don't. I don't have to, Bob. And I'll bet that it wasn't an article. That in the fine print up at the top, it says advertisement. Do you think it was it really an article?
No, it was a paid advertisement.
There you go. So, okay, this is easy. We're going to boost your brain oxygen, huh? And give you all these things. No, I have no belief whatsoever that any pill. I don't even know what's in it. Don't have to know the brand name. I just know the pitch. And as you said, it sounds pretty pretty enticing to a lot of folks. And you know what's funny is that so many times they try to appeal to us with things that sound kind of scientific. So when I say to you, hey, let's boost oxygen to your brain, make you smarter, that kind of sounds good. Problem is you can't boost oxygen with any pill known to mankind. You know, a pill that might dilate blood vessels, okay, but that'll make you faint. You know, you can breathe pure oxygen, doesn't make you smarter, so that's boosting brain oxygen. So, you know, the whole premise is kind of sloppy. And once again, it has to appeal to something in the back of your head that says, ooh, that sounds like it could work. And my question is, why if I told you I have a pill you can put in your gas tank and your car's going to get 40 miles a gallon, why would you instantly know that's fraudulent? What is it about an automobile engine and gasoline? What do you fall back on in your brain? Do you say to yourself, hey, if that were the case, then every gasoline company would put it in their gas? Or, everybody would know about this? Or you'd think of logical things. But when it comes to our health, it's very, very difficult for us because they purposely make these things obscure. So I'd stay away from it, Bob. And if it works, you call me and I'll take it. Join us in the next program, won't you? That's all for today. Until then, as always, be well.
Sears Automotive Center.
I'm a bit rough on my car. What can you fix?
Everything. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew are the experts when it comes to total car care.
Tires and wheels.
Huge selection and lowest price guaranteed.
Maintenance, service, and mechanical repairs.
Oil changes, brake shocks, and struts.
Accessories, supplies.
Diehard batteries to cargo carriers.
Come into the Sears Automotive Center to keep your car running better longer. Through March 25th, Guardsman tires as low as $29.98. Plus, Michelin up to $120 off, including mail-in rebate. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusion supply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
Are you stressed out trying to find the best hotel price?
Yes.
Then try Travelocity's new top secret hotels. The easy way to get unpublished discounts of up to 45% off 3- and 4-star hotels without the hassle of bidding.
No bidding?
No bidding.
Well, knock me over.
You got it.
Oh, very funny. Ha! What's it called again?
Travelocity's top secret hotels.
Good luck keeping that a secret.
Travelocity, the best place for hotel deals. Go to Travelocity.com for details and to book your top secret hotel now.
Where would you rather see Bay Area kids spending their time? Out in the streets with the drugs, the violence, the gangs, the predators? Or with caring friends and communities where they're safe, secure, and away from the negative temptations that are out there? The choice is easy to make, but because of California's budget crisis, the streets are gaining a big advantage. At EMQ Families First, they're doing all they can to protect children with prevention and early intervention programs for drug addiction, domestic violence, in home and school-based services protecting over 18,000 children and family members. Now, they could use your help, too. Donations are needed, and every penny you give helps keep Bay Area kids off the streets and with the safe, caring, healthy families that they deserve. For more information on EMQ Families First and the many other ways you can help, please visit their website at helpkids.org. That's helpkids.org. Do it now, because the streets are no place for kids.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. I-